This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Now it's our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie is calling together more than two dozen corporate executives with some of the city's biggest companies to help revive the economy. The group is called the Partnership for San Francisco. And Phil, what we want to know is what the group's going to do.
Well, that remains to be seen, but we know that they're close friends of Daniel Lurie, and they go back to his time when he was head of Tipping Point, which was one of the Bay Area's largest sort of charity philanthropic groups. And the people on this 26 corporate leaders were big givers there. And what this group would be doing is kind of like what a similar group did with Michael Bloomberg when he was mayor of New York. And that is sort of be a combination of booster and lobbying of the public to try to get things done. Now, it's going to be an interesting mix because they say they're not going to be political. And there was a time when something like this, bringing together CEOs for the sake of the downtown, would have raised some hackles among the progressives that said, what about the rest of the neighborhoods in San Francisco? We've got problems out here. Why aren't you listening to us? The interesting thing is these days, the downtown, which used to be the sort of rich place, is now the place hurting. And so they figure that the big corporates might be able to help them out.
So far, nobody's pushing back against the partnership.
Not so far. Now, the partnership, it's interesting to note, the people involved on this, Larry Baer from the San Francisco Giants, the guy Altman from the AI guy, Lauren Powell Jobs, Steve Jobs' widow. A lot of these people on Conway, they're all tech people. I don't see a lot of finances here, some finance, but a lot of tech. And I'm not sure tech is going to be the answer. And the second thing is I don't see retail in this group. I mean, right now, the biggest problem that, Lurie is facing on the downtown is not necessarily vacant office space, because that's something they're just going to have to live with and come back. The big challenge is vacant retail. I mean, that's what you see. You guys are downtown in San Francisco. The ground levels, it's pretty grim. He needs somebody that's going to keep Macy's at Union Square and Neiman Marcus there, because if they pull out, all your corporates or artificial intelligence isn't going to help that.
How close will this group of executives get to City Hall?
Oh, they're on the speed dial. I mean, they're already close. I mean, Daniel Lurie is might be a stranger to the City Hall, but he's no stranger to the halls of power in San Francisco. And they're already in tune with him. Now, what's going to be interesting is, like, for example, Daniel Lurie, the new mayor, is trying to put together a possible tax increase to go in front of voters for transit to save Muni. That's going to be a tough sell. He would go to these people to help him sell it, probably. And could they deliver? Remains to be seen. But these guys are going to be, they are already on the speed dial. This is making an announcement. Some of this is window dressing. Some of this is trying to throw the ball forward. And a lot of it is signaling to other corporations, hey, we're open for business.
It's KCBS Insider, Phil Mateer.